We want to head to Puerto Rico now. The damage caused by Hurricane Maria is not the island's only crisis. It is also in the middle of a fiscal crisis. To start turning that around, this week a federal board with power over the island's finances ordered the governor to cut public pensions. NPR's Adrian Florido reports that the governor said no, setting up a battle for control of the island's financial future.
Shortly after the governor said no, Francisco Flores was sitting on a plaza near the governor's mansion. He's 64, a retired mechanic for the city of San Juan. He lives on his government pension.
Pensionado en Puerto Rico es para sobrevivir.
He says Puerto Rico's pensions allow you to survive, nothing more. Flores says his pension is $600 a month, add a few hundred in Social Security, and his monthly income is about $1,000. That's right around the poverty line.
Encima de eso te aumentan la luz, te aumentan el agua, te aumentan de los alimentos en el supermercado.
On top of that, Flores says the price of utilities and food is going up. He says he probably couldn't live on less than he does now, but he may have to, and here's why. Puerto Rico has been massively in debt for years. In 2016, Congress did two things to pull it out of its fiscal crisis. It allowed the island to seek protection from its creditors, and it created a financial oversight board with power over the island's finances. This week, the board ordered a long list of cost-cutting measures, including cutting public pensions an average of 10%. To Flores, it came as no surprise. He holds a view held by many on the island. Here in Puerto Rico, he says it's that fiscal board that has the power, not the governor. But Governor Ricardo Rosselló has said not so fast.
On matters of public policy, it is the government that has the decision-making power.
Rosselló has said he will implement many of the board's cost-cutting measures, but has refused to cut pensions or vacation or sick time or Christmas bonuses for workers.
And so on those matters that we opposed, those are just not going to be seen in the legislature nor in my desk.
Puerto Rico is very much still recovering from Hurricane Maria as it prepares for the next hurricane. At the same time, an even larger struggle is playing out. Its governor and the Federal Oversight Board are in a war of words over who has the power to set the island's fiscal policy. On Thursday, José Carrión, the Federal Board's chairman, issued a warning.
We hope the government and the legislature will comply. We don't want to sue the government, but we have to fulfill the duties that we understand the law gives us.
It's basically a question of sovereignty, autonomy, and in the end, who's ultimately responsible for making decisions in Puerto Rico.
Marieli López Santana is a political scientist at George Mason University. She says the question of who gets the last word on fiscal policy can't be answered yet. The board's powers haven't been fully tested in court. Professor López Santana points out that, in fact, the board and the governor agree on many policies. Tax reform, cuts to the school system, consolidating government agencies, and selling off the island's electrical grid. But politically, López Santana says, the governor has to oppose the board.
The governor cares about winning election. So even if it's cheap talk, he's going to say, well, I'm going to protect my people, I'm going to protect pensions, all that.
Rosselló has asked the members of the oversight board to reconsider their demands. If they don't, the governor says he's prepared to fight the board in court. Adrian Florido, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.